What is Grace Street? Well, essentially, you are. It's the people of Grace Street. It's not this room. This room could go away. What matters is you. We are Grace Street Church. We gather to grow in our understanding of God's Word. We come to grow in our relationships with one another. And finally, to grow in our relationship with the world around us, with those folks you don't know yet, with those folks on the other side of the world who are going through things you can't even imagine. How do we engage that? How do we meet the material needs of people? What do we do about Katrina? What do we do about the Sudan? And how do we engage the world at an emotional level? What do we do with the hurts and wounds that we see all around us? What do we do with the divorce rate in the United States? What do we do with the children from those families? And then at a spiritual level, at a supernatural level, you know, if this book is true, which I believe that it is, it's true, and there are people out there, maybe in here, me a few years ago, just don't get it. I don't know what God even means in a supernatural sense or a spiritual sense. Does he have something to say about my soul, my mind, my spirit, if it even exists? Well then, how do we engage that in here and around? How do we do that? Well, that's why we gather on Sunday nights. That's the big picture we're after. Will it be accomplished in this lifetime? Probably not. Church has been doing it for thousands of years, but that's our calling. This world is full of heavy burdens. This world is dying. This entire world, every people group, every race, every age, every nation needs Jesus. Everyone is carrying this burden. Some of you may be feeling like you are under a burden right now that is ruthless. Just a side note here, but God is bigger than any pharaoh, any ruler, physical, non-physical, supernatural, any oppression that wants to come upon you, which has been placed on you. Bigger than any of those things. God is bigger than any of those things. Are you afraid of your future? You control freaks in the room like me. Are you afraid of your future? Is it possible that you could be misreading the situation in your life right now? That you could be misreading circumstances in your life? Just because you can't control something doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Just a question. But that fear is crippling. That fear will paralyze us. Our God redeems. He fixes what was broken. He heals. He sets things right. And number two, that you'll find all through Scripture, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He has your future in His hand.